Well, things certainly are not all right, all right, all right for Texas and Indiana Sky Rangers today. In the past 30 hours, we've got reports of two major industrial fires, explosions that could very well be industrial sabotage. Of course, if you do a quick Google search, the first dozen sites that'll pop up, fact-checking our articles, poo-pooing any ideas you may have of industrial sabotage. Now, my second thought when I heard about a dairy farm fire in Dimmitt, Texas, it sure sounded familiar because back in the 1980s, I had a coworker. We were both managers for a furniture store out in Lubbock after we'd graduated from Texas Tech. His family operated a large dairy cattle business in Dimmitt, and his ranch is located just 8 miles south of where the South Fork fire happened last night. I did come across a bankruptcy ruling from 2018 for another area rancher there that gives perhaps some insights what may be happening out there in West Texas. Anyway, the Lone Star Bank of West Texas has refinanced a whole lot of farms and ranches out in the area, and their provisions give the right for them to remove cattle from the debtor's own feedlot or ranch to another feedlot of the bank's choosing. Now, the rancher has to submit weekly budget reports to actual expense reports to the bank. And the bank, of course, is going to have a lien on the dairy farm's land, as well as all the cattle and equipment at the ranch. So could this possibly be part of a land grab going on out in West Texas? Anyway, when the reports came out this afternoon that 18,000 cattle may have perished in last night's fire, the Animal Welfare Institute released this statement.
We hope the industry will remain focused on this issue and strongly encourage farms to adopt common sense fire safety measures. It is hard to imagine anything worse than being burned alive. This is by Margie Fishman of the Animal Welfare Institute.
Well, this sure sounded a whole lot like the Bloomberg article that was saying all of the responsibility for the three Petroleum Mexicanos fires happened just a couple of months ago in Mexico and Texas were actually the fault of Petroleum Mexicanos for the shoddy supervision of their facilities. Okay. And here we have an aerial shot of a second industrial fire today, this one in Richmond, Indiana. Now, there was conflicting reports as to what precisely was being manufactured or stored inside this building. Initially, the local TV news gave no indication of what exactly was going on at this facility, but they did list the address as 358 Northwest F Street in Richmond, Indiana, which a quick Google search would list it as being Comet Industries. Comet Industries is a manufacturer of automatic transmissions, clutches, and they're affiliated with a different branch that constructs a lot of the components for the railroads around the country. Of course, the national news, when they came out this evening, they said that, nah, nothing to see here. It was just a plastics recycling storage facility. In other words, just a bunch of old plastic bottles, water bottles and stuff that were being stored there until they decide what to do with it. Okay, just another day and two industrial sabotage incidents. Maybe or not. We'll see.